How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, as somebody who did his duty.
Well, it sounds like you went beyond your duty. We thank you for your service to the country.
Well, the thing that bothers me, I draw disability pay. I've been giving that to these family readiness groups in the National Guard. I've been giving that to the units that went overseas. Reason is not the money. The reason is this country is at peace. We are fighting two wars, but the country is at peace. And since we don't have a draft, most people don't give a damn. And these soldiers are service people. You know, it affects their morale. My main purpose was to let them know that somebody thinking of them. That is a thing that bothers me today, that we calling up the Guard several times. I mean, once is fine, but when you go two or three times, then they're sending the 45th to Afghanistan. I mean, these people are not in the shape that somebody in regular duty is. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that bothers me. I go to an annual dinner in Washington, officers that served in combat with the 1st Infantry Division. There are a lot of those people that are on active duty. Most of us are veterans, but I never heard anybody complain. They may, but not in public. But I mean, this is a thing. I don't know how the hell we get out of it. But we can't leave either. So as I say, it's just unfortunate that a few have to bear the burden.
Young people listening to our conversation and your story, do you have any advice?
Get all the schooling you can and do right. Don't try to get by the easy way. Take interest in what you're doing and your fellow man. That's about all you can do.
Well, I would say by listening to your story, you never questioned, as you said, I signed up, it was my job. I was supposed to do it, and you weren't complaining.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like you complained at all. You just, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Well, I wasn't too happy about it, but then that was it.
Right.
I mean, this is a thing. When you do something, you got to think of the consequences. Of course, nobody would have thought it would happen that soon, but that's life. Because let's face it, I was more fortunate, too, that I didn't go overseas. Matter of fact, I worked for my company on weekends. I had never applied for a job. I was offered a job before I got out of school. So when I was down at Fort Sill doing the Korean deal, I just wanted the experience. I had nothing to do at night. So I thought if I can get some part-time work here, I had thought what I was going to say, and I had my spiel all ready. I go into this place, talk to the chief engineer. He said, hang up your coat. I still had something to do for the firm here in Tulsa, so I said, I can't right now. Well, anyway, it delayed. So I tried another firm a few months later, the same thing, so I still don't know what it's like to apply for a job.
Well, this was a remarkable story you told, and you did a good job, and I appreciate very much your taking time. This will be on a website that can be heard by people for many, many years to come beyond our lifetime, and that's what this is all about. So thank you.
You're welcome. As I say, most people haven't been as fortunate.
Do you still have problems with your shoulder?
I can't play tennis or golf. Yes. I don't really have a problem if I hold a book for a while, like prayer book, you have to stand. Then after about 10 minutes, my arm gets tired. Or I try to play tennis when I got home, and my arm would tighten up. But, I mean, I don't have anything to complain about.
But many younger people can't relate, and so many of you who were in World War II, you walk around with scars, you still feel the effects of a wound, and for some, there are emotional scars.
Oh, yeah.
That they're dealing with. I think vast Americans are unaware of that now.
This post-traumatic stress, I had a cousin, I don't know if you knew him, Marty Clayman. He married a Renberg daughter. He ran the store at Utica and then the store out at Woodland Hills. He'd been a bomber pilot, and he showed me his plane once, shot full of holes. He had this twitching, and he did a hell of a job running a store, but he started out at TU, he just couldn't concentrate. I know there are others. Well, actually, once in a while I had nightmares, but I mean it didn't bother me. I haven't in quite some time. But I mean, these guys that were in Vietnam and Afghanistan, these places, Iraq with these IEDs, you know, it makes you kind of nervous.
Yeah.
We had the advantage that, first of all, we were young. We were given a hell of a lot of responsibility. That kept your mind off yourself. When I was in that boat going towards the beach, I was looking around, watching the other guys, make sure nobody panicked. That keeps your mind off yourself. But you got to look at the bright side of things.
Well, it sounds like you're a naturally positive thinking person, so
that helped. Yeah.
That helped.
Well,
that
you
helped.
Have to be.
Yeah. A lot of people can't control their minds, and so they're prone to be depressed and look on the dark side.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like it was your personality.
Well, no, it doesn't get you anywhere.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.